The First Ball Game. Somewhere around 3,400 years ago, more than 1,000 years before the ancient Greeks held their first Olympic Games, people in Mesoamerica invented a team sport. It may be the oldest organized ball game in the world. Here's what we know about how they played. The court was shaped like a capital letter I, a long, narrow playing field with wider end zones at each side. Stone walls rose on both sides of the narrow middle section, sometimes 10 or 15 feet high, slanting inward slightly. The floor was hard plaster, smooth and unforgiving. The playing field was long. At the great court at Chichen Itza, it's 545 feet from end to end, longer than a football field and a half. The stone walls and the plaster floor meant every impact echoed. When the ball hit the wall or the ground, the sound bounced off the stone and filled the court like a drum. And the ball. The Maya were the first people in the world to figure out how to make rubber. They took the sticky white sap from rubber trees, a liquid called latex that drips out when you cut the bark, and mixed it with juice from a vine called a morning glory. Something in the morning glory juice changed the latex chemically, turning it from a loose, sticky mess into a solid, bouncy material. Nobody else on Earth knew how to do this. The ball they made was solid rubber, roughly the size of a basketball, and it weighed 8 pounds or more, heavy enough that catching it wrong could crack a rib. Players could hit the ball with their hips, their forearms, their thighs, and their knees, but not their hands or feet. Rules varied across regions and centuries, though that core idea held in the best-known versions of the game. They wore thick padding on their hips and forearms, made of leather and sometimes cotton, because an 8-pound rubber ball moving at speed could break bones. The game was fast and physical. Players dove, twisted, and threw their bodies at the ball, striking it with their hip or forearm to send it flying down the court. High on the stone walls, on each side of the playing field, there was a stone ring, a vertical hoop, like a basketball hoop turned sideways, jutting straight out of the wall. Getting the ball through that ring was the ultimate play. The ring was about 20 feet up, not very much larger than the ball itself, and you had to hit a heavy rubber ball through a vertical stone hoop using only your hip or arm, while running and being defended. By some accounts, getting the ball through the ring ended the game immediately. It was that rare. The courts were built into the centers of cities, not off to the side, not in a field somewhere, right in the middle, next to the most important temples and plazas. The game mattered. It wasn't just athletics. The ball moving across the court represented the sun moving across the sky. Competition and ceremony at the same time, sport and meaning woven together. More than 1,500 ball courts have been found across Mexico and Central America. Some are small, neighborhood courts built for local play. Some are enormous. The great ball court at Chichen Itza is the largest ever discovered. You can stand in it today. You can look up at the stone rings mounted high on the walls and imagine trying to strike an 8-pound rubber ball through one of them with your hip while someone tries to stop you, while the sound of every impact echoes off stone walls in the jungle heat. The courts are still there. The rubber trees are still there. More than 3,000 years later, you can walk onto the same stone floor where some of the first athletes played one of the first team sports, and the rings are still on the walls, waiting.